Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim to slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Say something again.
No.
Won't do it. Refuse.
Did you like me liking your message, Coley?
Sure didn't.
What's the bit you don't like the like?
It's a good, like, if you're going to say something as well, like you want to double interact with it. Or if someone sends you like three things and you need to respond to the last one, but you want to be like, oh, I also saw this too. That's good. Can't be your only form of communication.
I like it. It's kind of like a acknowledged.
Right.
I agree, but I think in group text, it's allowed.
We have three people.
I'm not saying us. I'm saying, like, if it's over four people, you could just like something. Like, if you don't feel like contributing to the conversation.
For sure. I've been just removed from so many group texts due to my refusal to chime in.
Yes.
That'll do it. So you hate Mush for chiming in with the thumb? What's this?
Just a simple sounds good, you bag, anything.
That takes way too many letters from Mush.
I mean, he didn't even give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to the stat line I sent the other day.
Uh-oh.
I didn't see that.
Friday at 11:33 p.m.
I was playing poker. Lost $400.
Hell yeah.
I've had such a bad week.
How many times did you buy back in?
Four.
$100 a piece. Yeah.
And then we played blackjack after.
How much you lose there?
Every single person won besides me.
Let's have a look at
they
haircut,
took your money,
Mush.
Yeah.
Like, how does that make any sense?
They took your haircut money, Mush.
I know. That's all you gotta do is just repost that haircut, free haircut.
Every single time or like for a new visitor or a new client?
No, like sometimes it'll be like, yo, you mind if I whore you out for your followers and get some clients? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I was like,
oh, glad, please. I'm here to be whored out. Please give me free things.
That's literally why I have followers, so I could be a whore out.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I should get something because I reposted it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Go down to Ronkonkoma, get a trim, Nick.
It's like I put Donkey Kong surfing in this man's hair. That's going to be worth at least a beard lineup.
A retweet at the very least.
Yeah, no joke. How was your weekend, Tyler?
I can't complain. Some good foosball games on. What about you, outside of getting taken left and right for your dough?
Chiefs were the only thing I won. I mean, I had the Seahawks. I was maxed out on my place. So I texted Dana. I was like, yo, put 300 on the Packers. And then like three minutes later, I was like, did you put it in yet? He goes, no. I said, put it on the Seahawks. So that was good.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Did he do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, boy.
You can't be double, it wasn't questioning yourself. Although Seahawks didn't cover, you had a money line.
They didn't cover. I had them plus 4.5.
Ah, boy. Mm. They know those lines like you wouldn't believe.
It's unreal.
It's the worst two-point conversion in history, too.
I was going to say how mad we just kick it. Like, I know they, like, going for two, you get more chances. But you're playing for field goals, you're already lost, cowards.
Believe me. I was like, and they missed a field goal, too. They missed a 48-yard field goal, so that was good. No, yeah, it was good all around. I mean, I low key had Michigan State yesterday too. They got blown the fuck out by Purdue by 30.
Imagine betting on a college team.
I always do.
Either of them, they all stink.
Yeah.
Besides Duke, but yeah.
Okay.
I went out Saturday night, and I got a. So this place called the Meatball Place gave me a this card. Like, I so there was a line, and I was like, fuck, I'm not waiting on this line. Like, I'm going to probably go home. And the bouncer heard me, and I guess he knew who I was. He goes, Mario, you don't have to wait. I was like, oh.
Oh, baby.
I hate cutting, but I was like, fuck it, I'm going.
Yeah.
Brought my friends. I get in there. Look at this card they gave me.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It sounds great, right? First of all, they put Marty Mush on it.
Oh, wow. All,
I don't know if you could see. Can you see what date it expires?
January 1st, 2020. Ago?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Yeah, January 1st, 2020. It's expired.
Your 15 minutes are up, Mush.
So it's like a VIP card, right?
Yeah.
That just means you can cut the line or what?
Oh.
Is this a club or a place that just sells meatballs?
Dude, it's just a bar people go to in Long Island.
I'm sure they just haven't gotten new cards yet for this year. Like, if they know who you are, you're okay.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, sorry, Mush, I could have let you in on the 31st. But...
No wait line access to all events.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty good. Hold on.
Listen, you show up with that forehead poking out like that, they're letting you right in the door.
Yeah.
That's Marty Mush.
You can't miss that forehead anyway.
No, it's like, why am I looking in a mirror right now? Oh, it's just Mush's shiny forehead. That's what.
Right this way, sir.
Dude, I also, like, I at night I got real dogged up. My brother was with me too, and I, because obviously you know I'm banned from Uber, so I stole somebody's Uber. I guess.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Nope.
Obviously.
Back it up.
What?
Why are you banned from Uber?
I've told you this.
Maybe you've told us a lot of things, so this could have got lost in the shuffle. I know Hank's banned from Uber.
Why is he banned? Do you know?
He like had like a screaming match with one of them. Hank was a wild boy.
No,
banned too.
I think they drove him like directly to the police station. They didn't like arrest him, but they just drove him there and left him there. If I remember correctly.
That's, I'm not saying funny, officer, but I'd check his back pockets.
No, mine was just because whenever I go into Ubers, I always pretend to be a professional cricket player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I throw your ass out too.
We're not talking wickets in my car, sir. Out of here.
Professional cricket player. Oh, yeah, just ding me. One star. We'll never meet again.
And every time I'm just like, so my name's Marty Backwards because I hit the ball backwards because you could do that in cricket. So Marty Backwards, and I had this whole backstory, and then me and this Uber driver got into a whole fight because he's like a big cricket fan.
See?
And we went at it, just going on and on about it. And then he reported me, and I got banned from Uber for that.
I'm on his side.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, what was the argument? You're not a real player. Yes, I am.
Yeah, then he started naming players. And he started naming players. I knew one player because I always – with a backstory, you always need to know one because you don't think anyone's going to really hammer you.
What team did you play for?
I didn't say. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's where you fucked up. You can't have the player and no team.
I know.
New Zealand Zealers?
I was like – then I started saying like I'm in the minor leagues and shit. Then I went off course. And it was all bad.
Yeah. You're in the deep end.
I got to say, that was very Dana-esque. You just leaned into the lie, made it worse and worse.
Oh, yeah.
Very Dana-esque.
Lying. Just kept lying. No, Dana would get called out and usually just say it was me.
Dana texted me at 9:55 p.m. last night. And he goes, have you guys ever talked about Cumberland cum posy on the tape? And I responded at 8:56 a.m., big cum. Haven't gotten a response.
I probably reminded him to jack off.
Yeah, no joke.
A nice 8:56 wank.
Yeah, a little something to get through Monday morning.
You ever jerk off in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who hasn't? I mean.
Great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Wish I was some grit.
I'm getting tired, man.
Too tired to whoop it, Mush? That's rough.
It's not just like, it's like just going, like scrolling through and like trying to figure out whose tits I like. It's like, come on. Just
going through the motions at that point.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe I need to change websites. I don't know.
I think you do. It's like a new book, man. It really does. Yeah, get your new website.
You think so?
Click some new tabs.
Yeah, I think it'll
help. Yeah.
Yeah, just stop searching the same thing too. Throw in a different search. So throw in some different keywords.
This has been nice, guys. I appreciate this.
We're just trying to get you out of this funk.
You got any recommendations for white websites?
White website. Listen to this.
I didn't say white.
Damn. Yeah, stormfront.xxx.
I didn't say white, you suck, man.
You did.
What'd you say? What'd you say, B-Line?
Mush, this is recorded.
I stuttered and I like went like white, like websites.
So those words are almost the same. Whiskers, what's your favorite white pornography website?
David Duke. .org.
David Dude shucking and fucking.net. Yeah, that's
I'm a premium member, not the
KKK.xxx. Yeah, that's
come, spelled with K.
Wait, so you got any websites? What?
Clean up all your loads with this white hood. Yeah, that's
yeah, I don't. I mean, where are you at now? Where that you got to get away from?
You jizz.
I
feel like UJizz is the RC Cola to the Pepsi and Coke of Pornhub and X videos.
Well, think about it. I'm good for like a play on words, you know, because everyone, it sucks though, because whenever someone looks up YouTube on your phone, UJizz comes up. So it's always
true. Yeah, you refuse to download the app YouTube. It's gotten you in quite the predicament.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
I'm sure UJizz has an app as well, I'm guessing, right? A 21st century company.
Porn websites don't have apps.
No, the
how old are you, Mush? Everybody has an app.
The developers won't allow them in the store.
I feel like Pornhub has an app. Do they not just sell porn? Like, oh no, we sell T-shirts.
Pornhub just seems too easy.
You want to make it difficult?
Yes.
It was like a little handicap.
Just go to Xvideos then. Xvideos is a great, great website.
X?
Yeah. X, the word videos.
Can you preview?
Yeah, you just hover over it.
All right, that's a big feature.
Big time feature.
It really is, man.
They got a if you click a button, you get no minorities either, so I know you're like that, Bush.
Male or female.
Yeah, now, Lolitas, thank you.
For your information, the black man videos are very fantastic. they got huge hammers, and these girls are very hot.
There you go. I think you just found your passion again, Mush.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Find you a nice black scene.
Lex Steel, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Man, they got hog bigs.
Mush is like, I don't think that's his real stepsister.
I saw her in a different video.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You told me you never seen that. Like, I was like, oh wait, she's not. That's not her data. She was in the last one.
No, I seen her in a Titties Out of Space Part 4.
That was on my porn channel. I was shooting shit out of tits.
And you got bored with that? Wow.
Yeah, you have the whole network. I know that's not like great for jerking off, but
yeah, because then you gotta that's like hard to do. You gotta like either get lucky on the channel or then you on demand porn on demand Playboy isn't great.
Can you believe you used to have to go like buy a DVD,
a tape, a VHS
of pornography? Yeah, like
and just walk in there shameful.
Go buy the carton. Boy.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? It's been better. Wish I had some pussy. It'd be a lot better if I did.
We can't possibly segue into an ad here. So Clemson, LSU. I know it's not normally what we do. Mush, I heard you're high on Clemson.
So I was high on LSU all week.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the world's like LSU's going to beat the shit out of them. LSU's like, Ohio State should beat Clemson. But hey, Ohio State didn't beat Clemson.
They sure
I
didn't.
Almost thought Ohio State was the best team in the country. And Clemson, I mean, we're forgetting Clemson, this man hasn't lost one single game. And we're just writing him off like, they're going to get blown out. Are you kidding me?
And I don't see, actually, like, I saw that before the playoffs started. But, like, almost immediately there were people being like, like I've seen a lot of support for Clemson this whole playoffs. It was really like October was the last time I saw people being like Clemson's not that good just because they didn't play fucking anyone.
Yeah, which again isn't their fault. Like
no.
ACC is not supposed to be that bad.
Oh, listen, non-conference is exactly their fault, but it works exactly the way they wanted it to.
Correct. Yeah, I don't blame them for that.
Nah.
They need to.
I've been high on LSU since like the middle of November, super late, super late. Yeah. I'm out on them ever since I saw the New Orleans Saints post a picture of Joe Burrow and Drew Brees doing a jersey exchange. Kills me. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think Brees got enough. Like, it'd be like if he exchanged it with Taysom Hill. Like, what is – does him exchanging jerseys with the Saints' third-worst quarterback, is that bad news? Like, I don't – that don't scare me too much.
Yeah, I think – I mean, I was talking to Dave about it today, too. It's like we've been waiting for that LSU game to happen, like where they just kind of
fuck it up,
shit the bed, and they just haven't.
Right. But,
like, Oklahoma, yeah, that – Oklahoma sucks. That was obviously going to happen. But –
Sucks is extreme. LSU is just really good.
No, I really don't talk
yourself out of this mush. LSU is Burrow's doing things nobody's ever done.
But so is Trevor Lawrence.
Now he's projected to do things nobody's ever done.
But he hasn't lost. Losing. Like
yeah, him not losing
is
something
insane.
That
insane.
He came into a championship team and didn't like. I don't. Jalen Hurts did that and they didn't give him nothing. And then again, Lawrence is the real deal, but he ain't completing 80% of his passes.
Yeah.
For sure. He murdered Alabama last year, though. Absolutely murdered them.
Yeah.
I remember saying on radio, I think this Alabama team is an all-time team, like behind Tua. Like, Tua wasn't even playing in second halves. That Alabama team was no joke.
Yeah, he didn't even have to play ever.
No.
So that's why I just think everyone's too high on LSU and not giving – 5 points is a lot also. Like, I think it's going to be close. I don't know. I'm still not convinced yet, but as of right this second, I'm betting Clemson.
Tyler?
I'm going LSU. But I've also got a little action for it.
The story's too good. Oh, God. What do you got?
Overtime.
Plus 8,000. No. All I need, will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? Plus 180. Don't care about who.
Yes is plus 180?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, these guys are going to be passing a lot. Somebody, one of those balls is getting tipped. Somebody's breaking a punt return.
I think it's going to be an insane game.
I hope so.
I agree.
I've been more excited for this game, which is very off-brand for me, than any of the games that happened this weekend. And there were some decent games this weekend, but I wasn't super excited for them.
The Chiefs-Texans was my worst game on the slate. Like, I don't even want to watch it, and that was the most exciting one.
It was, but it also wasn't because it was
– the three touchdowns was exciting.
Yeah, I had people in my mentions blaming Deshaun for that. I was like, he hasn't even touched the ball in like a half hour.
He's got to get rid of it sooner. How's he going to touch the ball if you don't get rid of it sooner, Mitch?
It was like, yeah, they punted and then they just didn't get the ball back until like midway through the third quarter when four consecutive touchdowns had been scored by the Chiefs. Like, they couldn't punt return. They ran that terrible fake punt, which is the worst I've ever seen.
Once that fake punt was done, you knew the game was over.
That's where
it stopped being like. Once it was like, okay, no, all right, the Chiefs are back into it. Let's see what the Texans got. Oh, nothing. Okay, this one's over.
It's like, just punt the fucking ball, guy. You're up 24-7.
Was that the one he called the timeout to still go for?
No, he called the timeout to kick the field goal, which it's like it was a 31-yard field goal. Because Deshaun like ran over to the sideline and was like, hey, we should really go for this. And O'Brien was like, all right, let's call timeout to talk about it and then decide I'm still going to actually just kick the field goal. Like, even if you're going to still kick the field goal there, I know you don't want to kick from further away, but 31-36 is not that drastic of a difference. Like, you can just take the delay game. To waste that time out there to not go for it is utterly insane because that three points meant nothing.
Oh, not one bit.
Right for somebody, but not for.
And then they scored 41 unanswered. 41.
They scored 51 points on 57 plays.
To be down by 20 plus and win by 20 plus is unbelievable.
That's absurd.
And I, in the first quarter, I had people, like, before the Texans even started fucking up, I had people being like, or exactly one guy being like, I don't know, this kind of feels 28-3 to me. Not every deficit is 28-3. 28-3 isn't even like when Houston, like the Oilers came back or let that comeback happen against the Bills. Like, not every comeback's the same. 28-3 happened in the fucking fourth quarter. This was the first quarter. That team was at home, and it wasn't even down as many points as 28-3. Why? Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
No, it's a, people just like saying 28-3 because that's what everyone remembers.
That's right. I mean, it's like 3-1. Anytime somebody gets up 2-1 and says, don't let them get up 3-1, they might blow it.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, right. Yeah, it happened once. Like, shut the fuck up.
Right. 28-3, like, in the Super Bowl in a neutral site with, like, sparked by defense. Like, this was just the Chiefs being like, oh, okay, yeah, we're just going to score in 2 seconds. Like, they scored 3 touchdowns in less than 3 minutes. Like, that is not how the game is.
Defense and the guy that's about to coach the 49ers to the championship, man. Football
right.
That was funny.
Eh. Eh.
Hmm?
I've told you, I've had that weird feel. Like, the Packers, they just keep winning games. Like, I don't think they're the best team, and I've said this for a few months, like 2 months now. The Packers just keep winning games. I don't think they're the best team. I think they're just going to win it all.
I'm still going Chiefs.
Yeah.
I still think the Chiefs, I mean, especially Baltimore getting housed like that.
Housed. Yeah, I don't know how anyone can pick against Tennessee right now.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, they're like plus 800 to win it all. That is not a bad thing just to put $100 on. They are just the giving the ball to an absolute monster with poop on his head and just beats the fuck out of everyone.
I think it's just, like, I feel good about Chiefs. One from a home. Like, if he just didn't do that quarterback's knee, didn't dislocate his knee, they're probably the one seed, and everybody's just picking them regardless. So, if it's going to get into a showdown, and I think it will, I'm betting on Mahomes over maybe anybody ever with some of the shit he's doing.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. Mahomes is terrifying.
I need him to get this ring. Somebody, I mean, it's been said multiple times, like, I'd much rather them get this ring now so we don't have to just play, like, what if and pick them apart like we're going to do Lamar and all these guys now. Just go and get it out the way. Then we can just appreciate the rest of his career for whatever it is.
All right.
It's similar news. Paper straws have ruined my life.
Paper straws stink. They solve nothing.
I mean, I'm all for saving turtles and shit. Fuck that.
I was going to say, until it infringes upon my comfort.
Yeah, like,
why they got to be comfortable? I got to be uncomfortable for them to be comfortable.
I got a nice cherry Coke yesterday. It's ruining my sodas. It's ruining the crispiness. This soda just is. You get slapped in the mouth with paper. Nothing's good.
No, paper straws. They account for like 0.1% of all the plastic pollution in the fucking ocean as it is. And I like what kills me is when they give you a paper straw and a giant plastic cup with a plastic lid. Like, what are we solving here? The paper straws are just like a talking point for people. They don't do shit.
Yes. Do you remember like when you used to buy movies like in a VCR case and they're just all plastic?
All of it. Every inch of it.
Like every inch. Like I have one on my desk, The Lion King. It's just all plastic. But now we can't afford this little fucking straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. This is basically them telling you, cut out the lights when you're not in a room and then you go to Las Vegas and see they have every single light lit up 24 hours a day. It's like, my little light bulb ain't doing shit.
No joke. It's like New York. The city never sleeps. Yeah, the lights are always on.
Always. Always. Yeah,
turn off the water when you brush your teeth, Mush. That'll save the world.
Yeah.
It's infuriating. Absolutely infuriating.
You know what? That's such bullshit. Like, when people tell you that stuff, it's like you feel bad for not doing it because you think, like, because everyone says, like, yeah, you're wasting water for the people in Africa. I mean, hey, I don't. It's not me. It's not me that's going to save the world by turning off my water.
You specifically, you heard it here first, folks. Marty Mush will not save Africa.
Refuses.
Oh, shit. I will go to Africa and give my own water if I have to.
I don't think they want your water, Mush.
He's just in a plastic bag. He's on the plane. Yeah. He's all over
it. He's like, I got paper straws. They're like, no, thank you.
I guess go to a mad Ziploc bags. Hello, I'm
here. Throwing up people.
I bagged water.
Oh, shit.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Most Ja Morant. Ja Morant kept playing basketball well over the weekend.
I was watching football. Didn't see it.
They're going to make the playoffs, Mush.
I need to meet this fella.
They are going to make the playoffs, which is pissing me off.
Man, I can't. Y'all going to get, what, the 17th pick? Congrats.
That's going to be sick.
As soon as y'all got that pick, I'm like, I'm telling you, these picks are going to be shit. Like,
I've wanted to trade it.
I don't even know what y'all could get for it now, or if it even be worth it. Like, you might just hold on to it, but yeah, let's just take another roll at the dice.
I need to meet him and just see if I could find anything wrong with him.
See, that's, yeah, you and Moran is me and Zion, but I found mine. That guy was a cheater. A cheater. Moran squeaky clean.
No.
The nicest human being that's ever existed. The coolest father.
Zion's even nicer.
Not true. Yeah, he was real nice at cheating.
He didn't cheat shit.
Okay.
Let's see. Mush, what do you have first tonight? I see your Pacers are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Sixes plus two.
Now, that makes sense logically. But the Sixers only beat the Celtics. They have like 20 wins this year. All of them are against the Celtics. They don't beat anyone else.
This is in Philly, I'm guessing?
No, it's in Indiana.
Mm. No, they stink on the road.
Is Sabonis playing, though?
Let's see.
Brogdon's out.
Let's see. Arvydas Sabonis is not playing.
However.
No, yeah, he's questionable day-to-day, so I'd probably err no.
All right.
I like it.
Knee, yeah, I don't – feels like something I wouldn't read. I'm sure he'll play and score 35.
The Sixers just got blown out by the Mavericks, so I feel good about this.
Listen, they beat the – they pound the Celtics. Everyone else still like, eh, what could we have done there?
Yeah, it's true.
Anybody at home on the road and non-Celtics team, flip it a coin.
I'm going to start Lakers minus 13.5. No, I changed that. Cleveland plus 13.5. The second they were called slugs, the Cavs just turned it on. That's what they needed all along.
I was going to say, maybe when's Big Lang going to get his credit? He just starts calling them all sorts of bad names. You hard Fs.
He puts Mush on the staff.
Chance to win.
They just went on. Yeah, they won seven straight.
Yeah, Lakers are a little banged up, although they just fucking housed whoever they played with, like, I think Lakers, I started nobody. That game.
Lakers being the Thunder with no LeBron or AD is insane.
Someone else sat. Oh, Danny Green sat too, didn't he?
Probably. I think so,
yeah. And they just didn't fucking matter.
Still got that bad butt, man.
But 13.5. The Cavs aren't going to win this game, but I'll take the 13.5.
I don't hate that.
I'm going Lakers by 11, but I need the under as well. And I'm betting the under because I can't imagine AD is playing. It's plus 180, but
Lakers win by 12. You both win.
Yep.
That'd be
and
sick.
And the under? Yeah, and everybody eats.
I will say, I saw a lot of Cavs fans talking about they moved Sexton to like off ball, and he's just been playing better. Not that he hasn't played off ball before this. Of course he has, but they've been like, you're not running point, period, anymore. Go over there. And he's just scoring more. So we'll see.
I also saw he has 86 assists this year and has been blocked 72 times. So
that's good.
Yeah, it feels like getting him off the ball seems like the right choice.
I'm pretty sure those numbers – I think he was blocked more than he assisted recently. So it sounds like he's on a hot streak.
Yeah, hey, maybe Beeline doing some things.
The Trailblazers are minus 9.5 against the Hornets.
Yep, I'm all over that one because I can't believe it either.
Like, I want to take the Hornets plus 9.5 because the Blazers are the Hornets.
They're the same team, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, West Coast Hornets.
But that is so high, so that's why I'm going Blazers minus 9.5. There's something going on. That's it.
That's the
no,
bit.
You're not wrong, because I was looking at that. Like, pretty much all of these lines confuse me. Like, I don't know why Orlando's plus 2.5. I know they're a little banged up, but Orlando's better than Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, Minnesota, that game confused me just because Minnesota's defense is locked down. Oklahoma City's better, but it's in Minnesota. Celtics minus 9.5, minus 10. Just because they pounded the Pelicans doesn't mean anything.
Well, no, it's also the Bulls suck.
That's a perfect spread.
No, I get that, but it's like the Celtics just lost. I guess they lost 3 in a row. That's like a quarter of their losses for the whole season, so they're assuming they've turned back around. You know, it's not assuming that. Fucking me.
Yeah, it's true.
Bulls stink, though. For Charlotte Portland, I just need Terry and Devontae to combine for 45 points. I don't think that's too crazy.
You just fucking slide in your pick. You guys need Devonta Graham and,
that's it.
And Terry to score 74 points.
That's it. Listen, this is plus 200. 45 points much for those two guys with Dame and CJ defending them? And Terry's coming off a 5-point game, so I feel like he's going to be.
Oh, he's
going to
go off.
Yeah, I think he's going to be gunning.
That man just doesn't know when he's good or bad. He just can't figure it out.
Like the ball leave his hand and he'd be as shocked as us whether it go in or don't.
It's like, damn.
No, he's only shocked when it doesn't go in.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care about the efficiency tonight. You can take 45 shots for all I care. I just need 45 points combined.
Cool.
I'm going to take the under 218.5 in Oklahoma City, Minnesota.
Okay.
Fair.
That's what
Chicago
I'm do.
Boston. I need Jalen to get 16 points, and I need Laurie to get 19. That's it, Mush.
I'm saying that's it. I want to take it.
That's all it is, Mush. I just need Laurie Morgan to get exactly 17 rebounds, 14 assists, and 19 blocks. It's never happened. That means it's due. That's it, Mush.
That's it. Just 19 blocks.
Oh, yeah, and he also has to hit 7 threes blindfolded.
Jalen, ever since I was like, this guy can't miss from three. He can't stop missing from three. It's all my fault, and I apologize, Jalen.
You got to reverse jinx him. That guy's fiery hot, man. I wish he'd stop hitting so many threes.
I'm going Pelicans plus 3 against the Pistons.
What a yucky game.
That's just trash.
I saw that, and I was like, I don't even want to keep track on that game. Like,
Zion's in kind of an asshole for just doing double dunks through his legs and just like, hey, this guy can't walk, but he can jump and go through this. Still, it's kind of crazy.
Well, he's relearning how to jump. He said he won some competition with the trainer. I was like, what competition was that? Who else is was it horse? Who else is doing that? When the trainer is like Frank Jackson or something?
Like, what are they playing?
Yeah, what kind of game is that? What kind of game of pig is that?
Is that all our picks?
No, I have one more. I don't even know.
Yeah, I just threw shit at a wall. This was disgusting.
Orlando, Sacramento, calling your name, Mick. Get in
it
there.
It is, but I
won't listen.
I don't even want to remember that game happened. Like, I want to take the under in Celtics Bulls. But that's probably going to be like, I don't know. Celtics put up 141. Yeah, I'm going to take the under in Celtics Bulls, under 217.5.
Those are some great balloons.
Very strong.
Like that.
Thank you.
Unicorn? Or that unicorn? Yeah, I think it's sick.
I got a tank in there.
See the tank? There it is. Well, it's camouflage. I couldn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a tank. Dumb. What do you mean? It says happy birthday on it. It's a tank.
I mean.
Nothing says happy birthday like a tank, Mush. What don't you get?
You just want to poop. I can just put happy birthday on a piece of poop. That doesn't make it.
They had that. They did have that.
I got that last year. So, yeah.
Yeah, the poop emoji.
Oh, my God. People need to grow up.
Poop's funny. Poop's hysterical. You'd love that. A lot of stars in there. A couple corns. Big cake.
A lot of cake.
Are you going to suck them?
Balloons?
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, there's like a lot of states are banning balloons with helium because we've just run out of helium.
That makes sense to me.
How did we
run out? Yeah.
How did we run out of helium?
Well, where's helium come from?
I don't know. But you think you would think that they would have like thought about that when they were just dealing helium all willy-nilly in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, would have mined some more.
What do we need helium for besides balloons?
Blimps.
What?
Blimps. Blimps run on helium.
There's only 20 of them.
That's why. Yeah. We'd have more if we had more helium.
They just fill them up like the ambulance. You just fill it up when you take it back, so you don't. They're good on you.
Is that really all we use helium for, is balloons and blimps?
No, I'm sure it's for other things.
Talking too. Funny.
Let's see. Yeah,
that's why I want to suck those balloons so bad.
Let's see. What is helium used for? So helium's mostly in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Helium gas is used to inflate blimps. That's first. Scientific balloons. That's not a thing. And party balloons.
That's crazy that we just only use it for that. Like, I feel
that's
like
a great, too great a name. Helium's a good name.
Helium's
it is used
for so many different things.
It is used as an inert shield for arc welding, naturally, to pressurize the fuel tanks of liquid-fueled rockets and in supersonic wind tunnels.
Oh, so rockets.
Now we're
cooking. Yeah.
Yeah, oxygen's just like, fuck me, huh?
And apparently we're running low.
I wish we'd run low on oxygen.
Yeah, me too.
When will we run out of helium?
Thursday.
This was from August 28th, 2019. We may run out of helium within 25 to 30 years because it's being consumed so freely.
Man, people just sucking helium every day.
Listen, they should have never told us that it makes your voice sound funny.
It's true.
That is their fault because I wouldn't use helium ever.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
No one gets balloons just for like balloons. Like, you want just to suck it after.
We discovered helium. You blow it up with your own dumb breath if I wanted just full balloons.
We discovered helium 150 years ago. We're already out.
Well, I love it. I think we're in the sweet spot because any generation after us, they're going to be boned. I think we're just getting the last taste of everything.
I love doing this show because after this, I just tell everyone, yeah, you believe we're losing fucking helium, man?
I got this great new white porn site.
RichardSpencer.org.
He just jerks off. Tells me about taxes.
Much like I like it.
I kind of do.
I bet you do.
All right,
boys.
All right, gentlemen. Talk. Love you. Bye.
See you, pal.
Very much.